But the well-being and entertainment of the visitors was also taken care of, for example through public feedings and demonstrations of the animals, but also through the establishment of coffee houses, where one was invited to take a break. We had just finished the first walk around and sat down at the table in the zoo's central pavilion. While I enjoyed a cup of Vienna Melange, Holmes, however, refrained from taking chances and ordered English-style tea. Centralinspector von Goetz, who was not wearing a uniform for our tour, took a seat to rest since he was of age and also a little overweight. "Well, gentlemen," he said, while wiping sweat from his forehead with a handkerchief and then stroking his imperial beard, "we've already seen quite a bit. The elephants from Africa and India, the big cats of prey, Egyptian giraffes, as well as the grotesque kangaroos from the end of the world. If it is okay with you, I would like to show you the bear exhibit. You must know that we recently received a young polar bear. He was a gift from King Christian of Denmark to His Majesty, Emperor Franz Josef." Holmes studied an informative pamphlet from the zoo, which was in German and, for foreign guests, French. He put it aside and replied, "The Imperial Menagerie is truly a remarkable facility, which only the London Zoo can match. I can see on this pamphlet that there are even more conversions and expansions planned." "That's right," confirmed Centralinspector von Goetz. "Many of the..."